The Web that Has No Weaver, Understanding Chinese Medicine, page 272. Lung disharmonies. The lungs are the tender organ and most susceptible to external pernicious influences. The lungs are also the organ concerned with activity in moment-to-moment units of time. They rule respiration and animated reactivity. The lungs easily feel lack of a completion. Disturbances in inhalation and exhalation, such as cough or asthma, and excessive grief. Inability to experience the pernicious of a complete event, preciousness of a complete event. Are salient characteristic of lung disharmonies. Acute lung disharmonies are dealt with extensively in Appendix A and Appendix E. They will be briefly discussed here. Chronic lung disharmonies are often connected to other organs which facilitate their extension in time. Sometimes, the other organ can make it more difficult to detect the lung component of the disharmony. The pattern of cold violating the lungs. This is an external cold pernicious influence pattern that especially affects the lungs. It is likely to be woven together by such signs of external cold as chills, a slight fever, head and body aches, and since the pores are blocked by cold, a lack of perspiration. Also expected would be a thin white tongue mouth and a floating tight pulse. These signs will be accompanied by lung disharmony symptoms such as stuffy or runny nose, asthma, or a cough with a thin watery sputum. Occasionally, this pattern can be chronic. In the West, patients with this pattern would often be diagnosed as suffering from the common cold, acute or chronic bronchitis, bronchial asthma, or emphysema. The pattern of heat cracking the lungs. This pattern manifests usual signs of an external heat pernicious influence such as fever, slight chills, perspiration, thirst, constipation, dark urine, red tongue with dry yellow mouth, and fast pulse. In addition, there will be lung-specific signs such as a red, sore, swollen throat, asthmatic breathing, or a full cough with a yellow, sticky expectorant. There may be a runny nose with thick yellow phlegm, or, since heat can injure fluids and cause blood to move recklessly, a dry or bleeding nose. A Western doctor looking at patients with this pattern might diagnose the common cold, acute or chronic bronchitis, pneumonia, tonsillitis, or pulmonary abscess. The pattern of mucus dampness hindering the lungs. This pattern usually runs a longer course than the previous two patterns. While it can be generated by external damp pernicious influence, more often it is a result of any external influence invading the body and encountering the pre-existing chronic disharmony with tendencies toward mucus accumulation. Chronically deficient spleen or kidney qi, for example, may lead to dampness and mucus buildup, predisposing the body to this pattern of disharmony. Common signs include full, high-pitched coughing, wheezing, or asthma with copious phlegm, chest and flank distension and soreness, increased difficulty in breathing when lying down, since it is even harder for lung qi to descend when the body is horizontal. Thick, greasy tongue mouth that is either white or yellow depending on whether the obstructing mucus is cold or hot, and a slippery pulse. The major signs of mucus dampness. In the West, this pattern would be perceived most often as chronic bronchitis or bronchial asthma. The pattern of deficient lung yin. This pattern can occur when chronically deficient yin, usually of the kidneys, affect the end of the lungs. It may also be a consequence of heat invading the lungs and remaining within the body for so long that the heat injures the lung in. Signs include a dry cough with little or no phlegm, bloody sputum if heat has injured the blood vessels, and such general signs as an emaciated appearance, low voice, red cheeks, afternoon fever, night sweats, reddish tongue with a small amount of dry moss, and a thin, rapid pulse. In Western terms, these conditions might be diagnosed as pulmonary tuberculosis, chronic pharyngitis, bronchiectasis, or chronic bronchitis. Deficient lungs can accompany and be hidden within any chronic yin disharmony. If it accompanies a deficient liver yin pattern, a person can be a high-performance person yet feel sad, disappointed, unsatisfied, and restless with a tendency to be easily annoyed. If it accompanies a deficient kidney yin pattern, the person can have long-standing unresolved grief accompanied by fear and angst. Deficient lung qi. This pattern usually occurs either as the result of an external pernicious influence remaining in the lungs for a long period and injuring the qi, which is an excess condition turning into one of deficiency, or because of various internal disharmonies that affect the lungs. The signs of this pattern are exhausted appearance and spirit, low voice and lack of desire to talk, and weak respiration. If a cough is present, it is weak. A sad effect may be present. If the protective qi has also been weakened, there are other signs such as daytime sweats and lowered resistance to cold. In Western terms, such symptoms might point to emphysema, chronic bronchitis, pulmonary tuberculosis, allergies, long-standing depression, or chronic bereavement. Clinical sketch. The following example is taken from the author's private practice. A woman, aged 26, complained of wheezing, difficulty in breathing, and coughing, especially in the middle of the night. Sleeping was very difficult. The pattern had begun suddenly when the patient was 16 years old and had gotten steadily worse. The patient constantly felt tightness in her chest, unrelated to seasonal changes, and when an attack started, there was much sneezing and coughing. Phlegm with a thick and yellow quality was produced. The patient's medical history was otherwise insignificant. She was very thin, with dark rings under her eyes. Her energy level was good except during an attack, and she didn't report any emotional stress but seemed a little pressured and anxious. She was an accomplished banking executive despite her young age and claimed that relationships were not a priority in her life. She thought her greatest virtue was efficiency and not taking nonsense. Nonetheless, she cried when she responded to the sad tone in my question about sorrowful times in her life. Her tongue was red and cracked in the middle and had scattered red dots. Her pulse was rapid, 96 beats per minute, and also slippery and slightly thin. When she first came for treatment, she was taking Western medication, but wanted an alternative because the drug made her dizzy, tired, and nauseated. Many of the signs pointed to the pattern of heat in the lungs: yellow phlegm, rapid pulse, red tongue, and thirst. Other signs, such as the thin body, the chronic nature of the disorder, the peeled and cracked tongue, and thin pulse, pointed to deficient yin. The wheezing, thick phlegm, and slippery pulse indicated that mucus was present. The effect of sadness pointed to an underlying long-term lung disharmony. A combination of acupuncture and herbal treatment was administered to cool the lung heat, nourish the end of the lungs, and eliminate mucus. The therapy brought many of the symptoms under control within 2 weeks. Although the patient is still subject to occasional attacks, they are less frequent and intense. When needed, she uses an inhalator containing Western medications. She also claimed that the treatments helped her to kick back, be less pressured to perform, and generally be more receptive. This chapter has focused on those major patterns of disharmony that are most common in Chinese medical tradition. Disharmonies involving qi, blood, and the individual organs. Appendix B describes the common patterns associated with the disturbances of the yang organs. Beyond this point, the discernment of patterns becomes much more complex and cannot easily be continued without clinical experience and extensive discussion of classical text. In the next chapter, therefore, we will leave behind the discussion of particular patterns of disharmony and will return to the theory and fundamental perspectives of traditional Eastern Asian medicine.